Today I'm thinking about personal growth, self-growth, and consuming as many audiobooks as I can, always listening to podcasts, going through a ton of stock charts every day, looking at news, looking for stupid news, it doesn't make sense, combing for opportunities, working out each day, rehabbing any injuries, working on my competitive tennis league. It just goes on and on. And it's like I got this chip in my brain that just wants to keep growing and improving, and it never stops. And it at times it can consume me, and I forget why I'm actually doing it, and it becomes almost like a sickness because you're just pushing yourself to do all these things, and then you feel guilty when you're not doing them, and you forget to just relax and live, and you forget that when you do that, the creativity comes back, and you sometimes have your best ideas, and all that stuff can sink in, and you go into that diffuse brain learning mode that we talked about earlier, where you kind of connect the dots between all the different things that you're cross-pollination, I think is a word for it, where things come from different study areas and they come together and they form more concrete things that link them. And when you're in that focus mode all the time, you don't get that. So a lot of this is just me talking about some of the issues I have. I'm sure other people who are driven to achieve and learn and grow have the same problems. And it can be an exhausting way to live because you just don't ever give yourself a break. It's like you're going and going and going, and it's almost like you don't know how else to do it. And I have a lot of friends who I talk to about trades and things like that who are not like this. They read fiction and they relax and let things come to them. And I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way to do it because you're wired the way you're wired. But it's really important to have the awareness to understand when you're going to that place that might not be healthy versus when you're doing it because you really love what you do and you enjoy doing it, which is definitely the case for me. But I've had some bouts lately where I've gotten kind of just like a soldier about it. And this is just what I have to do each day, and I got to get these things done. And a lot of the things I don't even have to get done, I'm putting this pressure on myself. And I don't know if my best work necessarily comes from that place. And when I step away a little bit, oftentimes better things come to me, and I probably do just as much. It's just from an energy standpoint, it's a lot easier to do it that way. So I'm starting something called the Bullet Journal. Some of you probably heard of that. I'm reading the book on it. And the number one thing I like about it is just to quickly write down what you do each day and thoughts that are on your head. Empty your brain out onto the journal page. And I think that's good for someone like me whose brain is always running and they're always trying to accomplish things. And later on, I can go back and reflect on what am I actually spending my time on? Is that something that I want to do? Is that part of my bigger goal structure I've set for myself? Because each year I'll do like a mind map on different goals, different things I want to accomplish. In 2018, a lot of it was connecting with interesting people and sense of community, got back into tennis again. In 2019, we're going to be having a kid, so it'll be about family. And it's also about just dialing back into health and exercise and things like that. And each year it's a little bit different, but a lot of the things will always stay the same. And I want my days to line up with some of that stuff that I've put on those sheets. So I review the yearly focus at times, and then I look back at my days and make sure that, you know, what I'm doing is the life I want to live. I'm not just wasting time on stupid shit that really isn't have anything to do with the person I want to be. So that's got my mind right now. And I think that's a good place to be because it's kind of kept me back from the market a little bit the last few days and really relaxed me. And I'll be more focused when the time comes.